Hi. Enterprise business applications, including those in the Microsoft Dynamics suite, are only as good as implemented and consumed by the users. Failed implementations are not uncommon. Both the customer and the implementation partner go through significant pain and anguish and lose significant amount of money and brand image. So what can we do to increase substantially the rate of success of a project? And when do we call a project successful? Projects are categorized as successful when they achieve a healthy balance between the three pillars of scope, cost, and time. Numerous forces constantly play to dislodge the project from these three pillars. Constantly changing customer requirements, insufficiently trained consultants doing the implementation, key users not getting sufficient time to spend on the project, issues on the data, issues with writing huge documentation which is never read, and numerous other issues keep working to dislodge the project from its trajectory. The first step to enhance project success rate, therefore, is acknowledging that these issues are not uncommon. They exist in most projects. The key to success, therefore, is adopting a project methodology that enables us work around these issues or address them proactively. Hybrid agile methodologies are proving out to be significantly better than the traditional waterfall methodology. And increasingly, agile is being considered as a prerequisite to successful digital transformation initiatives. Keeping customers intensely involved as an integral part of the project team, delivering every few weeks a usable software, making sure that we are always bringing in high priority scope items, maybe at the cost of shifting out some lower priority items, pressing that the project be concluded within the originally identified timeline, ensure that customers get return on investment, even though maybe with a slightly different project scope, and thus ensuring that the project succeeds.